folks, today I want to share with you a recipe, a really simple way to prepare some iced tea. Some good for you, no sugar added, healthy iced tea. So one question that I get all the time from clients is, what can I drink besides water? You know, they're looking for that healthy alternative besides soda, besides sugary drinks, besides caffeine drinks. So today I'm going to show you how to make iced tea with herbal teas. Pretty simple. You could use any variety of teas. You know, there's boxed teas. These have like the tea bags. These have like the tea bags with the strings. All kinds of different flavors. What you want to look for is caffeine free. That's what you want to look for sure. So you can have this any time of day, and it's not going to be a stimulating a cup of coffee, or it's not going to be a stimulating drink for you, but it can give you a lot of flavor. And a lot of times we think about these kind of teas and we think about consuming them hot. We think about this as we tend to think of tea as a hot drink, and we think about it as something you would have in the cold weather. But you can easily make this an iced tea. Today I'm using a loose leaf tea. This is something I picked up at a craft show. This is mango honeysuckle loose leaf tea, and I'm going to make an infusion, let that steep a little bit, and then add some ice cubes and then put it in the fridge. So first step is to boil your water. Okay, water's boiling. So the next step is I'm going to take my tea and get a nice concentrated amount. So to make one cup of tea, you usually use about a tablespoon of herbal tea, but I'm going to use about 4 tablespoons. I'm putting it right into a mason jar right now, because the first step is that you have to steep it. You pour your hot water and fill up the jar. And that's just going to steep for about 5 to 10 minutes. Herbal teas take a little bit longer than regular black tea to let loose all of the flavors. If you have more tea options, you can also make another flavor. So let me try one more jar with the sweet and spicy. You know, the first time I ever had this tea, I had it iced at a bed and breakfast, and I never forgot it. When I saw it at the store, I bought it. It's delicious hot. It's a nice cinnamon tea, but it's really good cold. So again, I'm going to use 4 tea bags for the mason jar. So after 10 minutes, you're going to have your teas fully steeped. So then the next step, if you're using a loose leaf tea, is that you want to strain it. Now be careful, because the glass is probably pretty hot, so you might want to have a mitt. Now I'm using mason jars, but you can use a pitcher at this point. I'm going to use a funnel so I can get it in there without spilling it, and then I also need a strainer. There's a lot of hibiscus in this tea, and you can see the red, the pinkish red color of it. That could be a tricky step, pouring it in there, because you don't want to spill it and you don't want to burn yourself. So it's completely fine if you want to wait until the jar cools down. You're never going to overflavor it with an herbal tea. If you do, you can always add more water. And at this point, you can taste test it, maybe use a little spoon, and see if the flavor is where you want it. And so what you can do when you get your tea, if you can put it, as it cools off, you can put it into the refrigerator to chill it even more. But if you want to drink it right away, then I recommend filling up a cup with ice cubes and then pouring it in, and it will cool off right then. It's a very refreshing drink. It's very tangy. It tastes a little, you can taste the hibiscus, and there's a little bit of lemongrass in it. So it's a little citrusy. What you could do if you wanted to sweeten it up a little bit, you could use a natural sweetener if you wanted to, if you didn't mind the added sugar, or you could use a sugar alternative, something like stevia, which is a natural based, or monk fruit. So there's some options if you wanted to sweeten it up a little bit. As far as the sweet and spicy goes, I'm just gonna take these bags out of the jar. I'm going to let this cool before I put it in the fridge, because it's still pretty warm. I don't want to put it into the fridge hot. And that's another flavor I can have for another day. Now, I do have one more idea for you for a water alternative drink, and it's something that you can do with fruit. So let me show you that one real quick. The second drink I'm going to prepare for you is infused water, fruit infused water. And I know sometimes when you get berries and fruit, it doesn't take long before they start to look not so great, and they're not very appealing to eat anymore at this point, but they still have a lot of flavor, but it's not likely that you're going to eat them. Well, if you cut them up, cut the greens off, cut them in half to open up the fruit, you can actually infuse those into water overnight and get a really delicious beverage. I'm gonna use a little carafe here. If you see any bad spots, you don't wanna put those in because that can add that bad flavor in there. So just cut those out. But you can use the rest of the fruit. So for this small container, it's only about 2-3 cups. I'm gonna use just a half a cup of fruit. So then you add your water and you get this really cool fruit swirling around effect. But what it's gonna do is gonna release all the flavor out of the fruit into the water. And then, usually I would wait about 24 hours on that process to happen. And then you can discard the fruit and just save the water, and you have a nice fruit-flavored water with minimal sugar, a lot of flavor, and even some nutrients. So there's your other option. You can use whatever fruit you'd like. Sometimes I think it's easier to use frozen fruit like pineapple or mango. In fact, I have a few pieces of dried mango. I'm gonna chop them up and add it to it. See if I can notice the flavor difference. There you go, fruit-infused water and herbal teas, iced herbal teas.